Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ray Mancini's mother calls Florida police reporting her daughter, son-in-law, and two grandchildren missing. Police do a welfare check at the home of Rory Atwood, 25, a landlord letting the family stay at his home. Atwood tells police he evicted the family and they left. Police then get a tip. A friend reports Atwood FaceTimed him, asking for help, quote, burning trash. The so-called friend reports being able to see a puddle of blood and bodies in the background of the FaceTime video call. Cadaver dogs find skeletal remains at the bottom of a fire pit.
Nancy, Atwood claims that parents Rain Mancini and Philip Zilliot killed their children, Karma and Philip Jr., ages 5 and 6. According to Atwood, Philip Zilliot then threatened him and his daughter with a gun. In a struggle over the weapon, Zilliot accidentally shot Mancini several times, then Atwood gained control of the weapon and shot Zilliot. Atwood then burned all four of their bodies.
Landlord Rory Atwood, now charged with murder. Spencer Warren heads to work at the dock of Alaska's Beluga Lake, getting his float plane ready for a tour later that day. When he gets to the water, he finds a moose calf has fallen in and lodged between the dock and the plane's float. With the mama moose standing about 4 feet away, Warren calls Homer PD for help to rescue the baby. One cop blocks mama with his cruiser, while a second helps Warren lift the moose calf up and out safely. Their hard work is rewarded when they watch the reunited moose family scamper off into the woods. Finally, a happy ending. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Las Vegas, where we're now learning that a man who opened fire at an apartment complex, leaving five people dead and a 13-year-old girl critically injured, had previously been banned from owning a firearm due to previous felony convictions. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The suspect, identified as Eric Adams, had a history of violent felony convictions dating back to at least 1994, including battery, domestic battery, and battery on a police officer. Despite being prohibited from possessing a firearm under Nevada law, Adams was able to obtain a handgun and carry out a deadly shooting spree on the night of June 24th. According to police, the incident began when Adams visited his former girlfriend at her ground floor apartment. An argument ensued, and Adams shot and killed the woman's 24-year-old daughter, Kayla Harris, and her girlfriend. Kayla Harris, a former college basketball player at Adams State University, was pursuing a master's degree in business administration. The violence escalated when a neighbor, a 20-year-old man, came to help. Adams fatally shot him before moving to the upstairs apartment, where he killed the neighbor's grandmother, 59-year-old Damiana Moreno, and 40-year-old mother, Amy Damian. He also critically wounded the man's 13-year-old sister. Adams then took his ex-girlfriend hostage and fled the scene in a vehicle. The woman managed to escape early the next morning and alerted a police officer. Authorities tracked Adams to a business in North Las Vegas. As officers approached, Adams fled into a nearby backyard where he refused to drop his weapon and ultimately took his own life. Court records reveal Adams had recently been arrested in February for domestic battery by strangulation, but the case was dismissed due to the victim's lack of cooperation. The coroner's office has identified the 22-year-old neighbor as Jeanette Faria Webster, while the name of the fifth victim has not yet been released.
The investigation continues as police work to determine how Adams acquired the handgun used in this horrific crime. In a remarkable legal development, the most severely wounded survivor of the 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School now owns the name of the shooter, Nicholas Cruz. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
That's right, John. In a most unusual settlement, Anthony Borges, the seriously injured survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, has secured the rights to shooter Nicholas Cruz's name. This agreement means Cruz cannot benefit or participate in any project leading to books, movies, TV shows, or any other media production without first securing Borges' permission. As part of the settlement, Cruz must also surrender any funds he might receive from a relative's life insurance policy or from participating in scientific studies of mass shooters. Additionally, he is required to donate his body to science upon his death. Borges, who was just 15 at the time of the shooting, was shot 5 times in the back and legs. Since then, he has undergone more than a dozen surgeries and continues to live with significant pain. Borges has received various donations and settlements, including $1.25 million from the Broward County School District and an undisclosed amount from the FBI for their failures in preventing the shooting.
It remains uncertain whether these funds will be sufficient to cover Borges' future medical expenses.
Thanks, John. Nikki McCain, mom of two, spends the night with family in Redding, California. Next morning, she takes a rideshare back to her home in Anderson, about 10 minutes. Nikki McCain never seen again. A week later, her silver Chevy Avalanche found abandoned in Cottonwood. As the community searches for Nikki, her husband, Tyler McCain, is facing a long list of domestic violence charges against his wife. Authorities do not yet confirm if Tyler McCain is a suspect in Nikki's disappearance. Searches in the area where Nikki last seen and where her car is found turn up nothing. Nikki McCain, 39, Asian female, reddish brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 100 pounds, a flower tattoo on the outside of her left forearm. If you have info on Nikki McCain, call Shasta County, California Sheriffs, 530-245-6135. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.